In today's world, people are so engrossed in their day-to-day lives that they are only concerned with fulfilling their responsibilities. They have no time to think of helping others, forming good relations, building a better society, and developing their nation. If we want to usher in real change in a nation, we must first change individual thinking and conduct so that citizens may develop patriotism and national character by thinking of India first. The national character of its citizens plays the most crucial role in building a nation. The national character of its citizens is essential in nation building, just as the quality of bricks is vital in construction work. A house made of unfurred bricks is unsafe because any calamity, even a minor one, can bring it down. On the other hand, a building made of kiln-fired bricks can be trusted to withstand the onslaught of tempests and floods. Similarly, citizens with a character so tempered that they can be depended upon through thick and thin, like the kiln-fired bricks, build a nation in the long run. On the other hand, building a nation without laying a solid foundation in its individuals is like building sandcastles, which will soon crumble away. Trees show us how to develop character. A tree's roots are deeply embedded in the soil, its trunk rises, and its branches spread out high above. Through this, the tree shows how to usher in real change in a nation's citizens, first consolidation and then expansion. Where consolidation means to establish one's base in the ground firmly, expansion means to spread out everywhere. For example, if you want to successfully educate individuals for life, you must train young learners' minds on positive lines. Similarly, if you are going to run successful institutions, you first have to implement an ethical educational system to develop the foundation of our youth. Indians should make excellence their goal. They should not accept anything less. In doing so, not only will they reach great heights of success, but they will also be able to reform society along constructive lines and make India invincible. People who constantly complain and demand their rights from others gain nothing. Rights cannot be unilaterally demanded and enforced. Francis of Assisi rightly said, "It is in giving that we receive." When people carry out their duties, they will automatically receive their rights, albeit pragmatically. Therefore, they should shift the focus of their efforts from the rights-based approach to the duty-based approach. This standard of ethics is straightforward and natural, and anyone can easily learn it. Becoming a good human being has nothing ambiguous about it. Its simple formula is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, known as the golden rule of ethics. This is the highest principle of social ethics. This is a universal teaching found in almost every religion. Indians should make excellence their goal. They should not accept anything less than striving for excellence. In doing so, not only will they reach great heights of success, but they will also be able to reform society along constructive lines and make India invincible. Actual results can be achieved only through long-term planning and unflagging, dedicated effort. The two great virtues indispensable in the struggle are patience and fortitude. Let us dedicate ourselves to the noble endeavor of advancing our nation by embracing the principle of India first. This entails prioritizing our nation's and its citizens' welfare and interests above all other considerations. God's most beloved servant is the one who suppresses his desires for God's sake, who gives up the comforts of life on his behalf, who surmounts all obstacles in his journey towards God.